The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, now sticking with COVID-19, almost 13 years worth of personal protection equipment is due to arrive here over the coming weeks, with 28 million worth arriving tomorrow. Equipment such as masks, gloves and goggles. It comes as healthcare workers complained about the shortage of protective equipment in our hospitals. But let's look at the origins of such products and what Leonardo da Vinci might have to do with it all. Trevor Vaugh from Maynooth University and one of the designers in RTE's Big Life Fix puts us in the picture.
HSE said that the risk to the general public following
the male patient in this first confirmed case of COVID-19 in the Republic of Ireland.
Downing Street has just confirmed that the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has tested positive for a coronavirus.
It's late March 2020. We are at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Like me, you've probably seen images of brave, tired doctors whose faces have been bruised and scarred from wearing a mask for days on end. Behind the mask and scars, you see frightened but determined healthcare workers fighting to protect their patients and their country. These days, medical clothing is crisp, clean and professional, but it hasn't always been like that.
In the crisis, every part of medieval society was strained to breaking point. Medicine failed the sick. Violent and macabre religious cults appeared, and morality collapsed.
You've probably seen the images from the 14th century.
Plague is notorious for causing mass sickness and devastation.
Doctors then wore terrifying costumes with bird-like masks, long, oil-soaked leather cloaks, wide-brimmed leather hats, while wielding poking sticks. The beak of their mask was stuffed with strong-smelling herbs and vinegar-soaked cloth. They believed that disease was spread by foul odours and bad air. It took another 500 years for us to realise that germs were the cause of human illness.
It also helped drive crucial scientific and social progress.
And it was then that we started inventing equipment to protect staff and vulnerable patients. And it was the frontline workers who often led that charge. In 1889, as the Eiffel Tower opens, W.B. Yeats pens
down by the Sally Gardens, my
in America, a nurse, Caroline Hampton, inspires the renowned surgeon Dr. William Halstead to commission the Goodyear Rubber Company to create thin rubber gloves that she could use during surgery. She had developed a severe dermatitis, handling the disinfectants. She must have been impressed. She married him the following year. Millions of lives have been saved by this and other innovations by Halstead. He became known as the father of modern surgery, pioneering the use of general anaesthesia and developing numerous surgical techniques. His operating room became known as a small room where medical discoveries and miracles took place. Let's take a look at respirators. They were pioneered by Pliny the Elder in the 1st century AD. He recommended using animal bladders to protect Roman miners from inhaling lead oxide dust. Then, during the Renaissance, Leonardo da Vinci built on this by suggesting the use of wet woven cloths to protect against toxic agents of chemical warfare. Anti-epidemic masks, as we know them today, were invented when a young, brilliant, Cambridge-educated Chinese doctor, Wu Lintai, identified that the bubonic plague infection was airborne and not transmitted by fleas or rats as previously thought. He ordered doctors and nurses to wear protective masks. Gauze masks were soon adopted extensively. Luckily, they were easily produced in kitchens and factories across the world. The masks became a PR tool, an emblem of China's position as a modern scientific nation, trailblazing ahead of Western medicine.
Wash your hands from national anthem.
Stop shaking hands.
And sometimes it's the simple things that produce the best results, like soap and hand washing.
We can, as you've heard by now, flatten the curve, but only if everyone takes sustained action. Nothing less will do.
It wasn't until 1843 that medics realised the importance of this. Dr. Oliver Wendell Holmes presented a paper in Boston suggesting childbirth infection could be passed from doctor to patient. At the time, doctors weren't washing their hands after procedures. His innovation reduced the maternal death rate by almost 20%. The history of protective equipment is a history of necessity leading to innovation, bravery, and nimbly responding to scientific discovery. Today, in the midst of a modern pandemic, our frontline staff can be seen innovating again. We're seeing the advanced technology of today, 3D printing, plastic fabrication, and social networks delivering new forms of protections and assistance. But most importantly, we are seeing our brave healthcare staff better protected, so they can protect us from the invisible enemy. Here's hoping they can get as much of that protective equipment as they need.
Here's hoping. Trevor Vaugh there. Thank you very much for that.